I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
That's because it's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Uh-oh, Mr. Kane, why is your microphone not on?
I don't know. Is it
Wait,
on now?
Wait, do I have it on the wrong one?
Maybe.
No. Okay. Oh, I got it. I had a button pushed wrong.
All right.
Okay, now I feel better.
Oh, good.
Okay. So, Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane today, because he's available. And and the topic that I picked out for us today is your favorite topic to discuss.
Oh, let's see. I have no idea.
What is your favorite question to ask people?
I don't know.
What did I just play?
Beatles.
Okay, or?
Or the Rolling Stones.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
Thank you. I need more coffee. I mean, it is Coffee with Kane
and Kane. Yes, it is. You probably should get the leaded, fully leaded kind. Anyway, all right, so.
All right, yeah. Which do you prefer, Beatles or Rolling Stones?
Me?
No, I was just saying that's the question.
Oh, that's your question. Yeah, you love to ask people the question, Beatles or Rolling Stones? That's...
I've ended several relationships because people answered wrong.
That is not true. You are lying. Isn't it against the rules for pastors to lie?
Yes.
Okay. See, I do know some of the rules.
You should pay closer attention.
You should stop talking. All right, so it's the eternal rock and roll debate. Oh my gosh, wait, we have to pause. I forgot to remind people to sign up for the B104 birthday club. We don't have any birthdays on the calendar for today, so I didn't miss out on any, but it's powered by Nicholson Heating and Air, and they want to give you a birthday surprise, but the only way that you're going to get that or hear your name on the radio for your birthday is if you sign up for the B104 birthday club.
Sign up.
You're not signed up.
I can't win.
You're right. You're right. I have some fuzz on my microphone. Feels like somebody's rubbing their... Okay. Okay, back to Coffee with Kane and the Beatles versus Rolling Stones.
Yes.
So the debate has been settled scientifically, sir.
Get out of town.
Nope. An indie rocker named Chris Dalla Riva decided to investigate which band has been more influential. So he used Wikipedia's list of 479 mainstream rock performers to see which artists they named as their influences.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Beatles won.
Yes, of course they did.
But the Rolling Stones didn't come in second.
Oh.
Guess who did? Is not who you think.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Conway Twitty?
No. Are you just trying to get Dave Cater to text me?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Stop. Yeah. No, not Conway Twitty. It was Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin
was the second most influential to 479 mainstream rock performers.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones came in third. The Beatles, 210 mentions. Led Zeppelin, 151. And the Rolling Stones, 146. Okay. So here's the thing that got me. Not even in the top 10, in the top 15, but not even in the top 10 were Springsteen, Green Day, Aerosmith, wait for the last two, The Who, and Metallica.
Oh, see that? I don't buy that.
I don't think those belong outside the top 10. And you know who the 10th one was?
Who?
A band who I don't think it should even be in the top 20, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, Under the Bridge.
Yeah, one song that I know. I know maybe two songs by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give me a break.
But are they influential in the way you write your music?
Apparently to 112 of the 479 mainstream rock performers they are.
Well, there you go.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
So here's the other bone I have to pick with this. Queen was down at number 8.
Yeah, but did a lot of people, I don't know.
I don't know. now, I'll list the top 10 of the most influential rock performers.
I'm an influencer.
Yes. Stop trying to bait Dave Cater, please. You're going to kill me. Anyway, so he's going to text me. I know he is. The Beatles were number one. Number two was Led Zeppelin. Number three was the Rolling Stones. Number four was U2.
Oh, wow. That surprises me.
I'm a little surprised by that, but think about it, because if you think about those four musicians, they're super, super creative.
Sure.
And talented all on their own. You want this to fan yourself with? It's hot in here.
I'm
sorry.
Hot, yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, number five is David Bowie.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he was the, you know, the OG.
Yeah.
Odd
ZZ
and
Stardust
out there.
Kind of stuff,
yeah. Yeah. Six was Bob Dylan. I don't think he'd influence me for anything.
Maybe the songwriting.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a fan. Elton John makes sense because, you know, he and Bernie Taupin all over the place musically.
True.
All over the place.
Very true.
I mean, just so many different. Queen was number eight. Jimi Hendrix was number nine.
Oh, I could see Hendrix being involved there.
Yeah. And then number 10 was the Chili Peppers. And then, of course,
yeah,
14, 15, 16. I don't know how to count. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 were.
The really important thing is that the answer to my question has been answered.
Yeah.
And it is that the Beatles are better.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't disagree with you as far as terms of influential goes. And
That's a dig.
what is the thing? Three chords and the truth?
Oh, boy, here we go. I don't know what you're
saying. I'm just saying that sometimes they were a little basic. Now, does that mean I don't love Paul more than anyone? Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
Wings. Don't think I don't. You know why? Because he was pop music in the 70s and 80s.
The Beatles did things that no one else did at the time.
Sure. They were pioneers, yes, and very influential.
Yes.
Like Dave Cater.
Yeah. He's an influencer, too.
But I'm not sure that, you know, some of the songs are a little basic. How about that?
Well, yeah, it was 1964.
Yeah.
I'm going to defend them till I die.
You feel free. I'm sure your Uncle Steve would back you up on it. That y'all could just, you and your Uncle Ken, y'all could just, you know, tag team how much of an idiot I am about not knowing the, or excuse me, how much of a non-influencer I am. I just am not a huge fan of the Beatles. And here's the hilarious part. This is what is so funny to me. You know who I loved? You know who I absolutely adored?
Ringo.
Growing up? No, I'm not talking about the Beatles. I loved the Bee Gees. And who influenced the Bee Gees?
The Beatles.
The Beatles, yeah.
Yeah.
And Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band with Peter Frampton,
yeah,
and the Bee Gees, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
And it had
one
Aerosmith
of the
greatest
in it. Albums ever.
And it had Elton John in it. Who else was in that?
Oh, gosh, I don't.
I'm trying to remember. It's been a really long time since I watched it. But yeah, that version of Sgt. Pepper's, amazing, and introduced me to the Beatles. You know why? Because my parents were Elvis fans.
Mm.
I didn't hardly know anything about the Beatles
until
I was.
So we can blame this on your upbringing.
Yes, you can blame my parents.
Hey, were the Beach Boys on the list?
Nope. Which amazes me because on this list, and this is just people who said they were their main. Well, they were just the first 15. They were not in the first 15. I didn't pull up all.
Okay.
I'd have to click too many ads. Just, after you get to number 10, you're like, I can't click through any more of these next buttons. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm sure they are on the list. They're just not in the top 15. But
I got it.
Brian Wilson's Pet Sounds and all that, I'm sure that it had a great deal of influence on a lot of people. I mean, he was the king of overdubbing, wasn't he?
I think he was.
Wasn't he
one
like
of the
a
first...
big pioneer of overdubbing?
Pioneer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And George Martin was doing it with the Beatles too, so they were kind of. They were working because Pet Sounds came out at this kind of about yeah. the same time as Sgt. Pepper's. So.
Yeah. Anyway, they like, of course, the Beatles influenced a ton of people because nobody had ever heard that kind of stuff before.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying they weren't my favorite growing up.
I'm just saying.
I liked the Beach Boys. My parents liked the Beach Boys. And then they got into the Eagles, and that was it for me.
Oh, are the Eagles on the list?
I'm sure they are in the top bands. They just weren't in the top 15.
I wonder who the Eagles say their influence was.
I don't know.
Probably the Beatles.
Maybe. I don't know.
Let's get Henley on the phone and ask
him. Oh, yeah. Let me just call him right up.
Dial him up.
I'm sure he'd be happy to chat with me.
Well, everybody likes to do coffee with Kane.
Yes. Well, you know who was supposed to be on today for mm-hmm. Coffee with Kane was legendary songwriter Diane Warren.
Yeah.
And so sad that her house burned.
Yeah, it is. That's really tragic. Is it aside? Very tragic what's going on out there.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah. Here's the thing. This is the part that kills me. People think the only ones losing their houses are Hollywood celebrities. And it's like, no. An 86-year-old grandmother is missing. She was not a celebrity. Her house was struck by the Eaton fire. So these are not just celebrity homes. In fact, you know what I saw? And this is on a sidetrack. I saw someone commenting about all the rich people's houses on the other side of the Pacific Coast Highway that have burned down.
Mm-hmm.
They will take years to go through the permitting process and rebuilding and all that stuff. Whereas the people who live on the other side of the Pacific Coast Highway, who live in their caravans,
yeah,
will be back in their homes shortly.
Nice.
So, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they live in like temporary travel vans that they can move, but they don't.
Yeah.
They just park them there on the Pacific Coast Highway. Anyway, so I thought it was pretty interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I didn't think about it like that. So.
No, that makes sense, though. It
anyway,
will take a while.
I'm hoping that at some point Diane Warren will be able to chat with us. And if you're listening right now and you don't know who she is, she has written songs for Celine Dion and Cher and Gloria Estefan and so many movies, songs for soundtracks. What's the Don't Want to Miss a Thing with Aerosmith? What's that movie?
Armageddon.
Yes, Bruce Willis movie. Yeah, with Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And anyway, so Steven Tyler's daughter was in Armageddon.
Liv Tyler.
Yes, and that was why Diane Warren wanted Aerosmith to record that song.
Oh.
Because of the connection there. And she went to him, and then they showed him parts of the movie with Liv Tyler in it. And he's like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So I'm sad for her and all the other people who are affected by the wildfires in California, because there are such beautiful places. Although I will say, I saw a picture from the 1930s of Pacific Palisades, and it was a desert.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's kind of hard to look at it now and go, yeah, this is where people should live. It's a desert. But that's like Palm Springs, too, isn't it?
Oh, kind of the sprawl. Yeah.
Mm.
Unfortunate.
We had friends who moved from California to Texas, and they bought a McMansion with like maybe half the money they got for their house in California.
Oh, yeah.
That was a quarter of the size. So anyway, all right. So Mr. Kane, you doing anything interesting today?
No, I just am excited that my theory has been scientifically proven.
Oh no!
And now I have lots of opportunity.
I am just going to apologize to people right now.
A day in the life.
No, I'm going to apologize to them right now. New people that you meet and you ask that question of, and now that you have proof, now you have proof that you can dislike them.
Yes, I do.
Once again, worst pastor ever.
Yeah.